The man, the myth, the legend himself, Barry Sinenko, 33rd annual Red River Valley Boat and Marine Product Show coming to the Fargo Dome this weekend. Wherever you're listening across North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, it's worth the drive in today, tomorrow, and Sunday. 33 of these, Barry. How about that?
Oh, I know. You know, it's how I know how old the Fargo Dome is, because my father, who started all this, the year the Fargo Dome was built, he said, we're bringing in a boat show. We finally got a building that can do justice to a boat show. So here we are, 33 years later.
Yeah, pretty amazing. And they've grown and grown. Tell us a little bit about what you're most excited for this year's show.
Well, I'm always excited to just see, you know, the new boats coming out. I was shocked a few years ago at just how large and how technical the towboats are. I was a little ignorant about that and, you know, didn't know that they had ballast tanks on them, didn't know that they're generating their own wake. So you can just throw the rope away and you can just surf behind these things for as long as your skill allows you to. And the pontoons, very neat. I saw one coming in during move-in. It was a big Harris pontoon with a big rigid sound tower on it, but they had the sound tower was collapsed forward. And I thought that was interesting. Hadn't seen it before. And then it occurred to me, people are buying these taller boats, but their lifts are still the same. So this allows you to keep your lift versus having to upgrade it. So there's always interesting technical things that are changing. Some catch my eye, some don't. Quite honestly, the boat that probably caught my eye the most is the smallest one here and most likely the least expensive. But in the J&K Marine booth, they've got this 16-foot smoker craft, steering wheel on the right-hand side, single windshield, very basic introductory level boat, but it has this red engine paint to it that's just amazing. You see this like a mile away. So it's very cool. It's really a great idea to just walk down the aisles, take in everything slowly, you know, especially with these docks and the accessories they have on them. Every year, you just got more tables hanging off the side of it. So if you're looking for a new dock, they're here. If you're looking to upgrade, that's perfect too.
Last few years, we've talked a little bit about supply chains and good deals and tight inventory and, you know, how things settled out there and what can folks expect pricing-wise? You got dealers hungry to move some units?
Well, here's how things have gone. During the COVID years, demand was through the roof. Supply was limited through all sorts of supply chain issues. That all got worked out. The last year or two have been back to normal, and so that's good. But what I'm seeing this year already, boat dealers are selling boats right now, and the show's not even open yet. So what that tells me is that maybe after the election, people are feeling good. They're feeling confident. I've talked to some boat dealers I know in the Twin Cities. It's the exact same thing. All the dealerships are selling now. That tells me demand is going to go up. It would probably be a very good idea to get down here to the Fargo Dome this weekend, take everything in. There are factory incentives that are only for January. I think boats are going to be selling pretty hot this year. So if you're looking to upgrade, now is a great time to do it.
Talk a little bit about the fishing side of things as well and the inventory there. The electronics always change. I know you've got seminars, but for the fishermen and ladies out there, what will they see?
Yeah, so we have Jim Carroll coming in. He was here 2 years ago. Great fishing seminar just on its own accord, but he does a fantastic job on electronics. So he's going to be doing a seminar that just has to do with forward front-facing sonar and the tips and tricks on using that. And it's a new technology, a little controversial. Some people love it. Some people, you know, hate it. But he's going to talk about that. And then he has a seminar that's a more general how to use electronics to catch more fish. So the electronics you already have wired up in your boat, how to use them more efficiently. And then after you're done with those seminars, if you feel you want to upgrade, just walk down to the Reed Sporting Goods booth. They've got everything there on display and for sale.
Yeah, Reed's is an amazing place. Think of it as sort of a mini Shields up there in Walker. Gosh, they do a great job.
Absolutely.
So, I love it when they move to Fargo for the weekend, as they're doing for this weekend show. By the way, it's noon until 8 today. It's 10 until 8 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You get tickets at the door for $12. Ages 6 and 12 only. Four children, 5 and under, are free. It is by far the favorite boat and marine show in Upper Minnesota, North Dakota, at the Fargo Dome this weekend. You won't regret checking it out. If you want to go online to find the schedules and more info, FargoBoatShow.com, FargoBoatShow.com. Anything else you want to tell us, Barry?
Nope. I think we've captured everything. We look forward to seeing everybody out here. And when you're out here at the boat show, expect to run into your neighbors because they're going to be here too. And you can talk about the boats you looked at and have a beer together. It's going to be a good weekend.
It sure is. Thanks a bunch. Good chatting with you, and have a great show.
Thank you.
Barry Sinenko from the 33rd Annual 2025 Red River Valley Boat and Marine Product Show, live from the Fargo Dome today with us on What's on Your Mind.